Good evening, everyone. It is wonderful to see such a healthy audience here tonight, and it speaks volumes to what I'm going to say a little bit at the beginning here about tonight's performance. First of all, welcome. My name is Paul Grambo. I am the artistic director and conductor of London Pro Musica Choir. Thank you for being here. So none of this happens without a lot of hands, so I'm going to make some thank yous right off the bat. First of all, we have a couple VIPs in the audience tonight. I said that to my wife earlier, and she said, Adele? I'm like, no. Close. Peter Fragiscados is in the audience tonight. It's very close to Adele. And Yunyu Yi, who is the director of the London Arts Council. So welcome to the both of you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I wanted to thank the advertisers who have taken out advertisements in our program. Local music, local musicians, local businesses, all these things are synergistic. We really feel it's important to support the grassroots and our London businesses. So please take a look in your programs, see who has put those advertisements in there, and please promote those businesses. I also wanted to thank, of course, our funders, the London Arts Council, London Community Foundation, and the City of London. Please, a warm round of applause for all of them. We have the great joy of not only performing, but also rehearsing in this beautiful and historic space. So a big thanks to St. James Westminster Anglican Church for the use of their space and for being so hospitable. And I also see some of the congregants in the audience tonight, so thank you for your support. Additionally, the volunteers that helped you find your seat, who told you where the bathroom was, who maybe even took your money, and thank you for that. We could not do this without all of that hard work behind the scenes. So thank you, everyone. Bruce, thank you for all your hard work tonight. And finally, thanks to each and every one of you. You could have been many places tonight. Apparently there's a hockey game. I've heard that's a thing. I can't skate. I'm from Western Canada. I curled a lot. So that's a thing you do here. You chose to be here with us, and we appreciate that. So thank you for being here tonight. Applause for yourselves. The intermission this evening will be a tight 15 minutes long, so plan yourselves accordingly. Now, an audience poll. For how many people here tonight, is this your first London Pro Musica concert? Hands high. Well, that's exciting. Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome. Now, for how many is it your first Messiah performance? Also, many, many. Well, let me say this. We are honored that you are here for your first Messiah experience. For us up here, and for those attending their second, third, 12th, 50th Messiah performance, it is much, much more than a tradition. Turkey is a tradition. No. This work strikes at the beauty and the mystery, the majesty and the wonder of this season. It's not a tradition. It's a very deep need. Am I overstating it? Not in the least. For many, Christmas begins with Handel's Messiah. Now, for the first timers, thank you for choosing us for your first experience. If we do our jobs right tonight, it will not be your last. Now, Messiah is not a pick up and sing situation. There are decisions to be made. Which movements are in, which are out, the tempos, instrumentation, articulations, and all sorts of musical nonsense. But there's an overarching idea that needs to inform all of these details. This year, I decided to focus on the texts chosen by Handel. And when I did, likely because of the world we find ourselves living in, it became crystal clear that this work is much more than a musical retelling of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ, but about the prophecy of these glorious things. And at its core, prophecies are about hope. For us today, I can't think of anything more relevant than hope. You may hear strains of that hope in the urgency and clarity of the text, or perhaps in the exquisite serenity of a particular melody, of which there are countless beautiful ones. But look for it. Listen for it. And if you leave here tonight just a little more hope-filled, then we will all be overjoyed. Thank you for being here this evening, and enjoy tonight's performance.
Forty.
Straight.
as like my father's heart. Who shall stand when he appears? For he is like my father's heart. For he is like my stand when he appeareth. That who may abide the day of his coming. And who shall stand, and who shall stand when he appeareth, when he appeareth, for he is like a refiner's heart, like a refiner's heart, and who shall stand when he appeareth, and who shall stand when he appeareth, for he is like a refiner's heart, and who shall stand when he appeareth, when he appeareth, for he is like a refiner's fire, for he is like a refiner's fire.
And he shall purify, and cleanseth the fire, the sons of Levi.
And he shall purify,
and he shall purify,
and he shall purify.
Oh,
A great light, a great light. Shall be upon his shoulder,
and his name shall be.
Thank you. eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an heart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
Thank you. soul.